there's certain things you look for in the autumn sky. One of them is the Big Dipper. It's moving down towards the horizon, moving back towards the northern point on the horizon. The Big Dipper, of course, is Ursa Major, the great bear. And so for a long time, that's been associated with the bear thinking about hibernating as it descends into the north. So it's seen as the harbinger of winter, as the bear moving towards hibernation from time immemorial, we'll say. Over in the northeast, another harbinger of winter is there is a bright star called Capella, the first of the group of really bright winter stars that we're going to see more and more of as the year progresses. It's very bright, twinkling low on the horizon, changing colors. And a little bit over into the west is a group of constellations that we usually associate with the fall, the constellations of the Perseus-Andromeda myth. Of course, in the myth, Andromeda is the maiden who's being sacrificed to the sea monster, and then the hero Perseus comes along and rescues her, and her mother Cassiopeia, which is sort of a W-shaped constellation, is up there as well. There's another constellation that's not too close called Cetus, which is usually described as the whale, but mythologically is associated with the sea monster who's coming to get Andromeda. All those constellations are prominent in the eastern sky in early autumn and high overhead by later autumn. You can use those to find your way around the whole sky. If you can find the constellations in that group, then you start filling in the little gaps in between, and you've got a huge part of the sky covered, so they're a great way to approach the constellations. There's also interesting objects. Everybody's seen pictures of the Andromeda Galaxy. It's the closest big spiral galaxy to our own big spiral galaxy. The cool thing is that you can see it with the unaided eye. You don't need the Hubble Space Telescope or something. And you can find it in the constellation Andromeda as sort of a dim, glowing patch in the sky, and quite easy to spot in binoculars. You're seeing light that's taken 2 million years or more to cross the intergalactic space and reach us. It's been described as looking like a candle flame dimmed by wax paper or something along that, kind of a diffuse, dim glow. By later in the winter, it'll be far over into the west as evening progresses, and we'll lose it at some point. But there's plenty of time to catch the Andromeda Galaxy.